Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we're the Pleasure Mechanics.
In this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're there, you can check out the archive of over 100 episodes of this podcast. When you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more orgasmic pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you will find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. As a listener of this podcast, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the unexpected results of one of these courses. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question submitted by one of our community members.
Hi, ladies. Your course on erotic spanking has worked wonders for my sex life. My wife loves it, and she can't seem to get it enough. Most of the time it isn't followed by sex, she just enjoys it. One unexpected thing that came from the course is that it has changed our marriage in many ways. She used to be very argumentative and pick fights with me, and now she doesn't. She also used to challenge me on so many things, now not so much. I'm not totally sure if the spankings are the reason behind our more peaceful home life, but it is the only recent change in our relationship that I can point to. What are your thoughts? Thanks. Peace. Sean. I love this. I absolutely love this. This is extremely unexpected for a lot of people when they first think of spanking. They would never imagine that this kind of erotic activity could change a relationship so interestingly.
Saving marriages one spank at a time. Well, first of all, we really love hearing success stories from people who have enrolled in our courses. So if you have one, please write to us and share it. Because when we hear from you, we get to see how the techniques we teach in the courses and the relationship strategies we offer play out in your specific relationships. And we love unexpected surprises like this one. Because you're right, Charlotte, when you think about spanking, you might think of BDSM and power play, but you don't really think about it creating a more harmonious marriage. And I definitely think the two are related. Sean wrote to us wondering if the two are connected, and he said that this is the only change in his relationship he can point to. And I think he's right on. I think they're very much connected. And today we're going to explore spanking your wife and what that means, and really what it means to integrate spanking into a relationship as a whole. It could go either way, husband or wife, wife and wife, husband and husband, but what it means to spank your long-term partner, your spouse, how that fits into a relationship, and why these results might come about. And I think this is a really important episode, specifically because there's been a lot of talk in media about domestic discipline. And we are going to create a very sharp contrast between erotic spanking and the spanking that takes place in some relationships as a form of discipline and punishment.
Which is certainly not what we recommend.
Really the polar opposite.
Right.
And I think broader than spanking, with all of the talk about BDSM and power play and culture, a lot of people are starting to explore kinky sex without a guide, without a foundation of skills that help them explore kinky sex successfully. And we are really committed to helping you expand your erotic universe safely and while keeping your relationship intact. And there's a lot of confusion out there about power play inside the bedroom versus in your relationship as a whole. And it's a really different thing to exchange erotic power consensually versus having a relationship based on a power imbalance. And we need to talk about that as a culture so we don't get the two mixed up and couples don't think that they're having kinky BDSM sex when really what they're doing is creating a power rift in their relationship that will ultimately lead to disaster. So we're going to help you disaster-proof your relationship as you explore the kinkier side of sex. And we have a whole new, brand new course designed specifically to help you explore kinky sex. That's coming soon. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later in the episode. But for now, let's dig into what it means to spank your wife or your husband. So first of all, so we can all get on the same page, the erotic spanking that we teach in our erotic spanking course and that Sean learned from us is all about pleasure. It's using the technique of spanking to create an intense erotic experience for the recipient's pleasure. It is not a form of punishment, it's a form of reward. Just like you can enjoy getting blowjobs, a lot of people enjoy getting spanking as an erotic activity. And in the course, we detail all of the reasons why it's so pleasurable. It really goes to the core of your sexual system by creating lots of amazing sensations and vibrations that ripple through your genitals, and people find it really erotic and arousing, but they also find it relaxing. And we make it really clear right at the beginning of the course that this is not to be used as a form of punishment. It is to be used as a form of pleasure, as a way of giving your partner this intense, kinky, erotic experience that can be anywhere on the range from really sensual and gentle to very, very heavy and intense, according to what the recipient wants. And we believe that all sexuality, all erotic contact should be for mutual pleasure and the expression of love and affection and creating intimacy and connection. We don't think eroticism and sex should ever be used as a form of punishment. And so that's the foundation here. When we talk about erotic spanking, we're talking about it as a pleasure activity.
I think a lot of people can imagine why it's really arousing, but I think it's perhaps less understood that it can also be incredibly relaxing. When we reach the kind of levels of intensity that are possible through receiving a really, really wonderful spanking, there can be a cathartic release that happens, a real relaxation of all the muscles and the holding on of tension that often we have in this modern life, where there's so many things to keep track of with our job, our kids. It's a full-on life and a way of creating a really intense experience.
Right, a good spanking builds up sensation slowly, and you go on this journey where you're building sensation, building intensity, and you often hit this point of release where your whole body relaxes into it, and a lot of people experience an emotional release as well. And I think this is what's behind the changes in Sean's wife's behavior. She has figured out a way to deeply relax to her core, which is possibly one of the reasons she's not picking fights, she's not getting in arguments, because the spanking is serving that purpose of releasing all that tension. And so many of us are so tense about so many things, both in our bodies and in our emotions. And we need opportunities to just completely give ourselves over to someone we love and trust, our spouse, and receive sensation and totally relax into it until we totally release that stress. And that's one of the best uses of spanking. And side note, it's one of the reasons that really high-powered, stressed-out executives often seek out sexual submission, because it's a way of helping them relax and balance out that power dynamic in their life. So I think that's the primary thing that's going on here, is that spanking in a relationship can be an amazing way to release stress. And some people like it paired with sex. You get a great spanking and then you get fucked silly. Beautiful combo. And other people like it as a standalone experience. And it takes them somewhere, they have a complete catharsis, and then they relax and you cuddle and it's over. And the release is a lot like an orgasm. It's a climax. So that's my first hunch here, is that she just really needed to relax. And spanking is an amazing way to get there quickly.
Another experience that people crave is that of just intensity. And picking fights can be a way of creating emotional intensity and feeling tense and feeling
turned on and excited in the middle of that fight.
Sometimes, or some people just experience it as intensity, and spanking can be a way that somebody is really experiencing intensity in a different way. So it also makes sense that perhaps your wife is getting her feelings of intensity during a spanking instead of fighting.
Yeah, how many opportunities in our culture do we have for really intense physical and emotional experiences? Not many. You can go on a roller coaster, maybe. Some extreme sports give people that experience of full-on intensity. But a lot of us go through our days kind of routinely, and we seek out peaks to balance out our valleys. And couples sometimes fight just to feel something bigger than their day-to-day life. And this is one of the reasons kinky sex in general is so great, and spanking is a perfect example of this. You can intentionally create intense experiences as, again, that release valve, as creating something that we all crave in a safe and contained way. And so instead of picking fights with you, she's asking for a spanking and receiving that experience of intensity. And I think that's a really beautiful way to get what you need. So that could be behind the change in your marriage as well. I also think sometimes people pick fights with their partners because they want to feel their partner's power emerge. They want to experience their partner standing fully in their power. And again, by intentionally creating an experience of that, you don't have to create its toxic mimic by fighting, right? So when you create a fight, you're in that power struggle. It's, well, you said this and da-da-da-da-da, and you're doing this wrong. And you're both trying to exert power over one another, which is not a healthy way to do it. It often leads to more stress and more drama and just kind of drains your relationship. But if you can harness that same push and pull power dynamic in your bedroom, it often allows you to feel the power of your lover and to yield to that, which many people find really sexy and arousing, to be in the embrace of a powerful, confident lover. And so when your wife is across your knee and you're giving her a good spanking using all of the techniques you learned in our course, and so you can do it confidently and assert your power over her in that contained, consensual way, that might be what she needs from you. That might really turn her on. She finds it really sexy, and she doesn't have to seek that out by fighting with you. So that's another dynamic that's going on here, is power is sexy. Straight up, most people find it really arousing in one way or another. And so for a lot of people, when they start exploring kinky sex and power play in the bedroom, and they're doing it with the right skills and getting what they need, they don't have to seek it out through fighting. And they create kind of a harmony and a balance within themselves that leads them to a much happier, calmer life. And it's one of those kind of erotic paradoxes that by creating struggle and passion and intensity in the bedroom, you're very calm and zen in the rest of your life.
I love what you said about fighting being a toxic mimic of playing with power in the bedroom. I think that's an incredible statement. And it's really fabulous for us to remember and to use that. Like, we all as humans want to experience intensity, passion, surrender, and we find them in different ways. But this is an easily accessible one once you have the skills. Because once you have the skills, you can create the experiences again and again in different ways when you need them. All you need are your bodies, some peace and quiet, and mm-hmm. you can go forth and conquer one another.
Well, right. And you said creating the range of experiences, because sometimes you just want to be touched and lavished with affection and given a nice gentle spanking and feel your lover's flesh all over you. And that's a really beautiful sensual experience. And other times you need a good firm hand. And when you can ask for that, when you can confidently name and ask for what you want and your partner gives it to you, that's freaking romantic. That's beautiful. It's really sexy to ask for what you want and your partner's like, hell yeah, I can give that to you. Come here. And that's one of the amazing things about going through one of our courses and developing these skills is you have the confidence to say, hell yes, I can do that. And I know how. I don't have fear. I don't have a lack of confidence. I'm ready to give you what you want. And I'm really happy when I hear these stories that by developing that skill, they have created a more harmonious marriage. That's magic to me. I love that. Because a lot of times we think about what we do, you know, it's sexual techniques, it's about orgasms, it's about pleasure, it's about genitals, but we all know that it's about something way bigger. And to think about how spanking can influence a relationship is really amazing. And this is true for any sexual skill. When you can give each other what you really crave, there is a beautiful effect on the relationship. However, it can also go the other way. When you play with these intense games in a sloppy or unskilled way, it can really create a lot of relationship havoc. And the one piece here we want to be really clear about is not using spanking as a punishment, not using spanking as a way of controlling one another's behavior. And this is the line that a lot of people get confused about, because when you're craving a good spanking and you ask your husband for it, that doesn't give him license to spank you wherever and whenever he pleases. We really teach you how to create contained experiences where you know exactly what will happen and what won't happen, so you can relax into it, have an intense erotic experience, come out the other side, and both feel amazing about what happened. And that is really different than saying, I like to be spanked, so you can wallop me whenever you please. And this is the line that has to be really clear. It's all about boundaries and containing the experience. And one of the examples I give in the course is thinking about American football. When you're on the football field and you're in your helmets and you know what's happening, you fully expect to get tackled. But if your friend came out of nowhere in the middle of a Wednesday and tackled you to the ground, that wouldn't be fun. That wouldn't be exciting. It would be a fight. And that's the difference between creating contained experiences of kinky sex and having these things, these experiences bleed out into your relationship. And it's just as true with the physical act of spanking as it is with the power dynamic of spanking. So we want to encourage you, Sean, to really contain your spanking experiences in these erotic contexts of consent and boundaries and not start spanking your wife whenever you want.
Doesn't sound like that's a particular issue for you, Sean, but just as a larger point for everyone.
But we've heard these stories, right? So you have a great spanking experience. The next day, your wife is doing dishes at the sink and you think it's sexy to come up behind her and slap her on the ass. But without the context, without the warm-up, without the consent, you're just really hitting your wife. And it doesn't feel good, and it creates a lot of issues within a relationship and confusion, because the woman is like, ow, that hurt. And the guy's like, but I thought you wanted it, and I was being sexy and dominant. And so this is really about creating those containers to express it and then having a balanced, harmonious relationship the rest of the time. And that's, in fact, what allows you to have these intense experiences, because you have the trust. And when you let that bleed out into your relationship, you actually lose trust. And this is why a major point here is not to use spanking to punish real-world infringements. Meaning, oh, you dented the car in a sloppy parking accident, I'm going to pull you over my knee and wallop you. That's punishment. That's using physical violence to punish someone or to change their behavior. And that's a really quick road to a lot of resentment. And in fact, I actually think it's domestic abuse. It's physical violence. It's not the same as erotic power play. And even done in the context of an erotic game, if you've consented to it, you're in the middle of a beautiful spanking, and then you bring in real world stuff. You know, if you say to your wife in the middle of a spank, how dare you overdraw the bank account, and we got a $25 charge, whack, whack, whack. Not sexy, right? You think you're being dominant and punishing and playing the game, but it takes you out of that fantasy world of the erotic space you've created. And it's a way of punishing and controlling one another rather than rewarding one another. So I don't think like the language of, oh, you deserve a spanking because you've been bad. It's like you earned a spanking because you've been good. And if you think about the difference between those two mindsets, it clears up everything.
Though we know that, of course, it's a very common erotic game to say you've been bad and you deserve a spanking. Like, that is the most obvious context that I think in culture we hear about people administering a spanking, and it's often there's a role play, like a teacher and a student. If those games are sexy to you, it's okay to play them, but just be clear that they're games.
Right. We're just saying, once you're within the context of the consensual, reward-based, pleasure-based spanking.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference.
Just not as a real life punishment.
Right. And that's why I say don't bring in real world things, yeah, because it blurs the line.
Right. Stay so in fantasy.
You can be as naughty as you want and get that spanking because you're a bad girl.
With your pigtails.
As long as it's with your pleasure in mind.
Right. Right.
And this is the thing, the difference between power and authority. And so you can have consensual power exchange where you say, I am yours for the next few hours. We have agreed upon what's going on, and I give you power over me, like I am your plaything, do with me as you want. And that is really different than real world power imbalance in your relationship, where one person has authority over the other and is setting rules and controlling someone's life. And that's what happens with power imbalances in relationships versus erotic power play. And that's the really strong distinction we want to make here. Because when we talk about spanking your wife, there are two images that come to mind. One is this erotic, pleasure-based power play that we're talking about. And the other is asserting authority over your wife because you believe you have more dominance in life and you are going to control her behaviors. And this has come up in culture a lot recently because there's this thing called Christian domestic discipline, where, and there are secular versions of this as well, but the Christian one is getting a lot of airtime right now because there is a new reality show about it, and there's been some media articles about it. And what it is the entire marriage is based on dominance and submission between the man and woman. The wife is fully submissive to the husband. He has authority over her. He controls her behavior. And it's based on scripture and biblical beliefs that women should submit to their husbands. And the way he enforces his authority over her is through punishment, often spanking.
So we just again want to draw the line and say that is not what we are suggesting. Ever.
It's the polar opposite. Erotic power play is a celebration together saying we are going to create pleasure, we are equals, how can I please you, what do you want, who's in charge tonight, like who's on top, who's on bottom, what are we going to do. It's this beautiful consensual creation between two equal adults. Domestic discipline is when one person is living in full-time authority over another person and asserting their authority through physical punishment. And that kind of spanking is a totally different physical experience, emotional experience, and to me, it's completely polar opposite of what we're teaching. And we just don't want the two to get confused because we do not believe in spanking as a form of punishment. If you've ever watched South Park, you know that Cartman goes around and tries to assert authority over people and uses a little police club to beat people and say, respect my authority. And this is kind of what they're trying to do with domestic discipline, is this arbitrary behavior control and punishment based on authority that has not been earned or consented to, and that is totally different than erotic power play.
Why we're bringing it up in this particular podcast as well is because part of the reasoning that some of the Christians use for this is that it creates marital harmony.
Right.
And while Sean said that his first spanking was also creating some harmony, they're not the same.
Right.
One is because of pain and punishment. The other is because of pleasure and release and relaxation.
Right.
And here is Cartman himself.
And you will respect my authority. Maybe this will teach you to listen to authority. Respect my authority.
So just remember, you just don't want to be like Cartman. You just don't want to be like that when you are administering a spanking for pleasure, not pain. One of the really interesting differences is that the spanking used in this domestic discipline is intended to create pain. So they recommend 10 hard blows until your wife cries. Okay, first of all, that is abuse, absolutely, in my world. And that is so different than what we're recommending, where we're saying that there can be crying out of cathartic release, but often that will be after hundreds and hundreds of blows. Many of them are light and they're warming up the body. They're warming it up so that it begins to feel good and so that endorphins begin to rush through the body and you're creating a chemical cascade and an experience that is beautiful in the body. And it's not about inflicting pain. It's about finding the edge of pleasure and discomfort and intense sensation. But I just want to draw attention to the difference there, that it's 10 hard blows to create pain and crying versus hundreds of blows that are about creating pleasure in the body and sometimes a cathartic release with tears, but it's totally different. And I think this is where culture gets really confused, because people who haven't experienced these conflate one with the other and they think they're the same and they're so different. And so we just want to draw attention to this because it's really important to us, because we are about love and joy and pleasure and creating more of that and bringing presence to how we touch one another, sometimes with intensity.
Right. And that's the difference between pain and intensity. After experiencing an erotic spanking in the pleasure mechanics style, even the most intense spanks are going to quickly transform into these incredible endorphin rushes where you just get high on pleasure and you're soaring and it just feels like you want to keep going deeper and deeper into it. And often people have orgasms from it. And so even when it's intense, it is a beautiful, pleasurable experience. And we go into detail about how to spank and where to spank to avoid injury and all these different ways of using your hands to create a range of sensations and how to create peaks and valleys. And it's a whole skill set to take someone on this erotic journey. And that is really different than putting your wife up against the wall or over your knee, giving her hard spanks until she cries, and then putting her in the corner to pray.
Good God. Where is the good God in that scenario? Right. I don't know, but...
And so again, we're not against Christianity, but this is a specific emergence of a lifestyle that's been popularized recently. And I think it's getting more attention because of BDSM conversations in culture and the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon. But it's such a different thing that people have to be really clear about that. And we just really want to put out there that when we're talking about spanking your wife, we're talking about giving her an erotic gift. We're talking about taking her on a beautiful sensation journey that's going to be a very pleasurable, fulfilling thing for her and leave her feeling so good about herself and about life. And it's not a form of punishment or discipline. It's a form of eroticism. And if you choose to play with the game of discipline and punishment and, oh, you've been a naughty girl, that has nothing to do with your real life together. When you're walking around in life, you are equals, you're spouses, you're making decisions together. You don't have authority over one another. You're collaborating in your relationship and creating your best life possible. Totally different scenario. And that's what we're endorsing. That's what we teach. That's what we are encouraging you to explore. And we want to be really clear about the difference. And so I hope we've done that today. If you have any questions about this and you're craving spanking and you really don't know how to get started, be in touch with us or simply enroll in our Erotic Spanking Mastery course that you'll find at pleasuremechanics.com. It's a completely comprehensive course. And if you sit down and watch it with your lover and start having conversations about it, you will be able to create the erotic spanking experience within your relationship that you both want. You get all of the skills to do that confidently and to integrate this into your sex life. And you may just find some very unexpected benefits from it, just like Sean did. You might find yourself emotionally and personally transformed by this experience. And I've seen this happen way more than once. It has the power to do that because it's an intense physical journey. So just like climbing a mountain and conquering that goal, or running a marathon, these things that create intense experiences in the body can change how you feel about yourself, how you carry yourself, and in this case, how you interact as a couple. And if you follow our guidance, there will be positive benefits and ones that you really may not expect. And let us know what they are once you experience them. We always love to hear from you. And remember, as a podcast listener, use the code Speaking of Sex to get 20% off and start your erotic spanking journey tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited for some of you to do this.
Oh, spanking. And so many couples are ready to explore kinky sex and power play beyond spanking, and we keep hearing from you and keep those emails coming, that we have chosen to develop our next big course all about kinky sex. It's our biggest course yet. We have loved developing it. It's been an amazing experience to really think about how do we lead you on a journey to start exploring kinky sex and all the amazing facets of kinky sex, so sensation play and power play and role playing and all of these amazing experiences. Kinky sex is such a huge erotic terrain, and there is so much fun to be had, and we are going to be your guides in doing that. The course is coming in the fall of 2015, and we have just now opened a list for the launch of this course. You'll get first exclusive access to the course, plus $100 off, plus an entire bonus course, plus an online seminar where you'll get all of your questions answered directly by us. But these bonuses are only going to be available for the people on this list. So if you're interested, make sure to sign up now at pleasuremechanics.com/kink. This is a private hidden list just for our community members, because we want you guys to be the first ones to experience this course we're so excited about. So sign up at pleasuremechanics.com/kink. We'll be in touch with you and send you some bonuses between now and the fall so you can get ready and start getting excited about it and start having little experiences. And then in the fall, you will get this incredible course that's going to change your sex life forever. Oh, I can't wait.
My oh my.
So that's pleasuremechanics.com/kink. It's a free sign up to get on the list and get all of these amazing bonuses. We can't wait to see you then. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
And pleasurable spankings. Cheers.